Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A federal jury has now been seated in the trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
Just after 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday, Judge Juan Merchan said from the bench, "We have our full panel, that is 12 jurors and 6 alternates. This paves the way for the actual trial to start on Monday. Among the jurors selected, an insurance broker, a project manager, and a retired marketer originally from Spain. Among those not chosen, an entertainment executive who once said on Twitter he believed Trump was, quote, the devil, a retired high school teacher who had posted photos on Facebook from an anti-Trump women's march, and a mother of 4 who broke down in tears when she said she had once been incarcerated. The New York jury has known Trump far longer than most of the nation. Just today, potential jurors said they knew Trump friend and foe, Chris Christie of New Jersey, worked with the son of a witness, and knew a court officer serving in that very courtroom. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
In Ukraine, there are new laws aimed at drafting many more men, especially younger ones, into battle. Ukraine's prime minister addressed the new set of laws in a recent interview with NPR's Andrew Limbong.
The laws were the result of months of public debate and deliberations in Ukraine's parliament and could lead to the mobilization of hundreds of thousands of new soldiers. This comes after a recent military offensive by Russia, which is leaving Ukrainian soldiers outgunned and outmanned. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says the laws are about more than just numbers on the front line.
This is an important signal to our partners that Ukrainian society is not exhausted, we are not disappointed. We continue our fight for our land, our families, our homes.
Among the measures introduced are lowering the draft age to 25, fines for non-compliance with the draft registry, and offering financial incentives for those who volunteer to serve. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the House advance a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final vote tomorrow. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Even though it's not the perfect legislation, it's not the legislation that we would write if Republicans were in charge of both the House, the Senate, and the White House. This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate.
Johnson's job, though, is under threat as 3 of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust him as speaker. Builders broke ground on nearly 15% fewer homes in March than the month before. Much of that was in single-family houses, which fell more than 12%. Building permits, which are considered a guide for future construction activity, were also down last month. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News. After Netflix told users they couldn't share passwords last year and had to pay for their own accounts, the company is swimming in new subscribers. Netflix says it now has nearly 270 million subscribers after gaining another 9.3 million so far this year. But the company's profits soared with the help of a still-emerging expansion into advertising, but investors were caught off guard with a change that will make it more difficult to track the video streaming service's future growth. Payson High School in Utah will have an extra Footloose prom day tomorrow. That's because actor Kevin Bacon is going. Part of Footloose was filmed there, and this year is the 40th anniversary of the movie. Sierra Hewlett from member station KUER has more.
The high school building is being torn down soon. So for a couple years, students and faculty have been trying to bring home the bacon. And now he's actually coming.
We did a Footloose school musical, a Footloose movie stadium night, Mr. Bacon contest.
That's Ruby Roth, student body president. To convince him to come, they made all the school events Footloose themed this year.
I feel like honestly just so relieved, like that all of our hard work just finally paid off and we actually did it when no one else thought we could. We kind of just get a rub in their faces now, like haha, we did it.
Tomorrow, they'll be putting together 5,000 resource kits with Kevin Bacon for his foundation, 6degrees.org. For NPR News, I'm Ciara Hewlett.
And Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow was up 211 points, the Nasdaq down 319. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.